countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The school's off and the sun's shining. Many of us are in holiday mode, and with the good weather we are experiencing indeed at the moment, a staycation might be the best option. With this in mind, Good Food Ireland has come up with a Good Food Ireland experience. For food lovers, the Good Food Ireland experience has brought together a number of small Irish food companies who are offering visitors the opportunity to visit them and their farms and discover firsthand how the story of how their food is produced.
Goes will investigate everything. People say they eat everything, but they don't. They'll check it out.
This is Victor O'Sullivan.
Well, Damien, you're welcome here to ourselves here at Bluebell Falls in Ballinakil East, Newtown Shandrum, Charleville, County Cork.
Victor and his wife Breda milk goats with the help of their five children on their family farm outside Newtown Shandrum in County Cork.
100% real dairy country, the Golden Vale. The Golden Vale started off here many years ago.
The goats are milked, the milk pasteurised, and their brand, Bluebell Falls Goat's Cheese, is manufactured all under the one roof beside the lush green fields grazed by their goats. They began milking here in 2009 and making cheese since 2013. But we have to go back to the 1980s for Victor's introduction to goats.
Well, the whole lot started off, I suppose, when I was a teenager, many, many moons ago. I had a lot of sickness. And
what kind of sickness?
Just severe weakness, and just the immune system basically just packed up. And because my mother, actually, she met this lady and she said, get a goat. So my mother went along and she got the goat from this lady, and that was the start of it. And we realised that the goat was definitely doing something.
How do you mean doing something? Just being around it or actually consuming the milk?
Consuming the milk was relieving me a bit. So, yeah, then we got the goats and we milked the goats at home in the milking parlour. We was back two goats together and put on the milk machine, the cow milk machine. And that was our goat's milk, and that was all fine until I moved out and we got married and all that crack. And then the brother said to me, right, the goats have to go. So I brought on my couple of goats and I was milking them by hand. And then we bought this place, and then we said, right, well, why not go commercially milking goats?
Just take me through the typical day here then on the farm.
So, yeah, we'd be down here at 7 o'clock. We'd drive in the goats, we'd milk them. We'd start pasteurising the milk, and we'd pasteurise milk and make some cheese every day. And within 3-4 days, the milk that's milked today on a Monday, we'll say, that could be in a restaurant on Saturday night. It's not a very big farm of land, and we're trying to make a few bob and try to prove that you can make a living from a small amount of land. Yeah, so Damien, we'll go up here so to the milking parlour, and I'll show you where we milk the goats.
This is very much a family business.
Tig, how are you?
When I dropped by this week, Victor's son Tig and daughter Aoife were busy working. Tig had just finished the milking.
Yeah, so this is Tig here, our eldest son. So Tig milks the goats when he's not in college, he's milking goats. So that's his, a professional goat farmer.
You're a busy man just after finishing the morning milking. So are they milked twice a day, yeah?
Yeah, there would be.
And are the clusters different?
They are, yeah. There'd only be two clusters for a goat, whereas there'd be four then for a cow.
Yeah. So. And do they produce much milk each?
Varies on their age. So a good milker would be about 2 litres of milking, maybe.
Is it a job you like? Are they easily milked, easily managed, goats?
Sometimes. Goats are a bit more difficult to manage than cows, I would say. They're a bit more energetic. But yeah, overall, it's going back.
So from where you're standing here now, if you just look out this door, you can see the goats outside in the field. They're milked here in the milking parlour. And you look in this window here, you can see where the cheese is made. It's actually hanging. That's this morning's milk now.
In the office next to the milking parlour, Aoife told me more about the Good Food Ireland experience and how it is possible for visitors to come to their farm and make their own cheese.
We think the tours are a great idea. We love for people to come and see how their food is actually made. You know, a lot of people, they think their food is just from the shop these days, but, you know, it takes a lot more to get your food to your plate. So like the goats, they come, they eat the grass, they're milked, you know, everything is fresh, and we love showing people really like what it's like. And then you get to walk to the fields with the goats and take pictures, and we find that a lot of people love that.
So the milk comes in that top silver pipe there. The milking barrel is just outside the wall. Into the cheese vat here. This is filled. And heated up to around 63 degrees for pasteurisation. Left there overnight. In the morning, it's basically half full of like a jelly. So you have the curd in whey and it starts separating. So we bring out the whole lot by hand. We hand scoop it out into these bags. Mm-hmm. And they just basically drain out. So we leave that there now for the most of the day. And it will come a nice consistency. And then at that stage, we add in a sprinkle of salt, form it into shapes, and that's it.
So from the moment the goats are milked until you actually have cheese in your hand ready to eat, how long is that process?
You're actually holding a product in your hand that was milk 3 days ago, and before that was just grass. You look out the window, there's the grass, there's the cheese, I'm going eating that. So yeah, and the cheese basically that we're doing is it's a soft cheese. It can be used on as a spread or on a cracker. Actually, my favourite is putting a spoon of cheese into my porridge every morning. I've got nobody to agree with me yet. Even our breeder is a chef, but she still doesn't agree.
All right, Victor. Well, it's been great meeting you, and continued success to Bluebell Falls goat cheese here outside Newtown Shandrum in County Cork. And thanks for inviting me along.
Thanks, Damien. You're welcome. Call again.
I will.
I'd love to.
That's Victor O'Sullivan, goat cheese maker there in County Cork. And you can find out more about the Good Food Ireland experience at goodfoodireland.ie.